morning, Delaware Valley. I'm Gary Zimak, and I'm glad to be with you here on this beautiful Friday. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. We made it to the end of our first week of broadcasting. And I want to thank you so much for all of your emails, for all of your phone calls, for all of your letters. This is perfect. This is exactly what we want you to do. We want to let you know. We want you to let us know what you like about the show, what we can do for you. And this is the process of getting to know one another. I think this is great. We're off to a great start. I'm enjoyed in the studio by my producer, Mr. Dave Parker. Good morning, brother. How are you today?
Good morning, Gary, and everyone out there listening.
You ready to get started for another day?
Oh, yeah. Ready to get started.
All right. We got lots of good things on the program today. We got some music. We have a couple of interesting articles that I found on the internet. We'll be talking about these throughout the hour. 10 surprising things that happen when you go to Eucharistic adoration. We'll talk more about that. In addition, I got a great story I want to share with you. Did you ever stand in line at the store at a restaurant, maybe a fast food restaurant, and things are moving a little too slow for you? You start to get annoyed. Well, I've got a really uplifting story that I want to share with you today. But right now, let's kick it off with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may be all holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I may always be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I really like that prayer. So many times we might have some prayers that we will pray, but we don't focus on the words. That's a really simple prayer. And you know what we're doing there? We're just asking the Holy Spirit to act in us, to help us, to inspire our thoughts and our actions. This same Holy Spirit is the Spirit that inspired Jesus to say and do what he did. Think about that for a minute. It's a mind-boggling privilege to have that Holy Spirit dwelling in us. Every time you're out in the world, you're doing things, the Holy Spirit can lead you. And just ask him. Ask him for his help. Come, Holy Spirit. It's a great prayer to pray throughout the day. Currently, it's 49 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport. Going to be a good day today. Today, sunny with a high near 65. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 44. Saturday, sunny with a high near 68. Mr. Parker, sounds like a good weekend on the way, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Zimak.
we're being a little formal
sun.
Here, right?
Wall-to-wall sun, I hear, for like the next 3 days.
I like that, man. I want to share a little story. Dave, you're probably familiar with this. Yesterday after the show, we have our station here in beautiful Doylestown, PA.
Oh, absolutely.
And Frank put it on our site, spiritinthemorning.com, he put a picture of our neighbors, which are horses. We have horses right next door. Now, after the show yesterday, you may or may not have seen this because I think you were involved in another conversation. We stepped outside of the studio, and I saw these horses. Mm-hmm. I saw the horses, and I was born in Mayfair. I lived in the Busselton section of the city. I'm not someone who has been around horses. So I don't really know horses. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do with them. I'm a city boy. But I thought, well, let me go over and take a look at the horses. So I walked over to the fence. Mm-hmm. And to my surprise, there must have been about six of them. They're sort of galloping, which is, I guess, what horses do. Mm-hmm. They looked at me and they saw me. All right, now I'm thinking, okay, what happens next? Are they going to come over? Are they going to stampede? I like the horses stampede, or is that just cattle?
There's a fence in between.
There is a fence. But they're big. I thought they could break down the fence. I thought they could jump over the fence. I didn't know.
Well, they could.
now you're really scaring me. But I was curious, so I let them come toward me, and they looked interested, mm-hmm. and their tails were wagging. You know, I've been around dogs, but uh-huh. I get the dogs do that, but I didn't know horses would notice. Okay, so they start moving toward me, and there's something intriguing about this idea. So I thought, well, let me try to get one of them to come closer. But how do you call a horse? I don't know that. So, I mean, right?
I think you're onto something,
yeah,
Gary.
So I tried.
Must be from the TV westerns. I don't know.
So I tried some of that, and lo and behold, one of the horses came over. Okay, next problem. What do you do when a horse comes over? He put his head over the fence. And if you take a look at spiritinthemorning.com, Frank has a picture of me and the horse. He puts his head over the fence. How do you pet a horse? I was talking to my wife, Eileen, last night. I said, well, I don't know how to pet. She said, well, of course you stroke its nose
Nose, yeah.
I didn't know. I mean. Yeah.
Well, I was also going to say very carefully.
You know. Well, that's the other thing.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You
yeah, because do they bite? Is he going to spit
can.
On me?
Oh, they
okay.
Can.
See, I'm glad I didn't know all this. So I gently touched the horse on the top of the head, and everything went okay. So I met a horse for the first time
right here
at Holy Spirit Radio. And incidentally, I found out that he is Catholic and a listener of the program.
I was going to say, when you pet him, did you kind of give him a blessing, Gary?
Yeah. Hey, did you ever hear that story of St. Anthony? This is a traditional story of St. Anthony and the fish. He tried to give a homily, and the people didn't want to hear it. So he went down to the water, and he spoke to the fish, and apparently all started to jump out of the water. One of those. I kind of felt like that, Dave.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah, So, I mean, I was going to say, so what happened? Was he relaxed? Did he kind of snort? Or?
He did snort, which scared me too, because is he mad? Like, I don't know when a horse is mad. So, hey, but I got an idea, brother. You know, we got the horses here. Wouldn't it be make for good video if you and I could be up on horses and kind of like galloping across the field? It'd be a good open for the video version of the program if we ever do it. Now, of course, what they would have to do is make sure that that they have replacement hosts for the show in case you and I get laid
up.
Or
I was going to say, Gary, maybe we could have stunt doubles.
Hey, I like
stunt
that.
Stunt riders.
I like it. See, we're always thinking here at Spirit in the Morning.
Well, one thing you asked real quickly.
Yeah.
You said, what do you feed them? If you have a sugar cube or something,
interesting.
Oh, they like sugar cubes. And maybe some grain or feed.
Interesting. Have you ever?
FYI.
Are you a horse guy? Have you ever?
I've been on horses sometimes.
Wow. Yeah. I never have. I think it's really cool.
When I was little, ponies, like at the zoo.
Right.
You know, like
maybe
a lot
I've
of
done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I told my kids about this. They were thrilled. They said, "Oh, we
That's
have
awesome.
To meet the horse too." So that was my little adventure at Holy Spirit Radio yesterday. The current time is 7:07 on Spirit in the Morning. Now here's what. We're about to, I want to read the gospel, which I do every day. Now, man, I'll tell you what, Dave, Jesus has been tough on us this week. He was on a roll talking to the Pharisees and the scholars and the scribes, basically saying, and this message is applied to all of us, make sure you're loving me with your actions and with your heart, not just by going through the motions. I think that's a lesson, a lesson for all of us.
Absolutely.
But today, Jesus gives one final parting shot. Now, the gospel readings are from Daily Mass, and we'll have these linked at spiritinthemorning.com each day. But then he goes into something a little bit more uplifting, and I'm going to read that in a minute. But here's what I want to say. This whole week has been about us getting to know one another. Dave and I getting to know you, and you getting to know us. And we're getting good feedback. And please continue to send your feedback. Let us know about you. Let us know what you'd like to hear on the program. You can reach me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. And we've gotten some good emails. I'll read some of them on the air. But part of what I do on this program has to do with music. And just so you know, all of the music is music that I pick. This is music that means something to me. It's a little bit all over the place in terms of the musical spectrum, but that's what I'm going for here, and I want to focus on that throughout the show. I want to give you some insights as to why I'm playing, but there are generally very simple messages in these songs, and I think what we struggle with sometimes is the simple message. We understand, a lot of us, the teachings of our church. We understand some of the more complex theological ideas about our faith. But we often struggle with that simple message. Like, he loves me and he wants to be part of my life. That's one of the things this show is about. I want to bridge that gap between God and your life. Because so many of us lose that. We see God in church, in our prayer books, but we lose sight of the fact that He wants to be a part of our daily lives. So when I play these songs, that message there, it's a very simple message. And in particular, after the gospel, I'm going to play a song called Sparrows by Jason Gray. I played this song earlier in the week, but it is so closely tied to today's gospel that I want you to hear it right after the gospel and really let this message stand out and keep it with you throughout the day. Again, simplicity. That's what this is all about. Just know that God loves you. He wants to be a part of your life. The reason so many of us worry is because we lose sight of that fact. We think we're on our own. Everything I have to do, it's all up to me. Well, it's not. But you really need to give the Lord that invitation to work in your life. And again, you know, we do the, at 7:50 each day, we do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse for that very reason. It's all about remembering, hey, I've got somebody with me. I've got the Lord with me. I can handle this. So let me read the gospel. After that, we're going to hit this song, Sparrows. And keep in mind the message. Just let that message go through your mind and think about it. I guarantee you're going to feel a little bit more peaceful. Today's gospel comes from Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, "Beware of the leaven, that is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs on your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Now check this out.
If he can hold the world, he can. This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for October 14th. Today we celebrate Saint Callistus. The most reliable information about Callistus comes from one of his enemies. Perhaps we can assume, then, that we know the worst, if not the best, about him. A slave in the Roman imperial household, Callistus had been put in charge of the bank. After losing the deposited money, he fled and was caught. He served time and was released, but soon was arrested for brawling in a Jewish synagogue. This time he was condemned to work in the mines of Sardinia. Winning his freedom, Callistus was made superintendent of the public Christian burial grounds in Rome. The Pope ordained him a deacon and made him his friend and advisor. Rome's clergy and laity elected Callistus as their pope. The losing candidate, Hippolytus, bitterly attacked him, setting himself up as the first antipope in a schism that lasted almost 18 years. The divisions among them were many, including when to allow sinners to return to the Eucharist. The validity of marriages between free women and slaves, and leniency toward those who temporarily denied their faith during persecution. Some rank Callistus, who died around 223, among the greatest popes of history. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit. Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Your wake-up time is 7:17. Did you catch the message in that song, Sparrows? See, that's what we're trying to go for here. You know, a simple message like that, God takes care of the birds, why won't he take care of me? A simple message like that is enough to make the difference between worrying and being peaceful. And understand, and I totally get this, it's a process. You're not going to get to this overnight, but that's one of the reasons we're here. On this program, we want to help you get to that point. We want to work with one another because you're helping me too, especially through your feedback, through your prayers. I know Dave feels the same way. You're helping us. We're members of the same family. We're family members. We're members of the body of Christ. So we're walking on this journey together. The purpose of this program is to uplift you. And you know what I call this? I call this reality radio. It's funny. Sometimes we look at uplifting stories or we look at positive thinkers, or you may have somebody in your life who, no matter when you're down, they're always saying, yeah, but look at the bright side. We get annoyed with those people, don't we? And we think, oh, they're not being realistic. But I'm going to challenge that way of thinking. We are being realistic. Why? Because we know that God loves us. Dave and I aren't here to deny what's going on in the world. There are crazy things going on in the world. There is evil in the world. We all have problems. Nobody's going to deny that. But by focusing on the Lord, he doesn't change. He's all powerful and he's all loving. By focusing on him, and that's what we try to do here, this is the ultimate reality show. That's what we need to remember. He loves us. He's part of our life. And wherever we're going today, or wherever we are, whatever situation we're in, he's with us. I'll tell you what, that is a good thought. So that's what we try to do here. We do it through words, and we do it through music. I want to share an email that I got yesterday. And again, I would love to hear your feedback. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. Send me your feedback about the program. Let me know your parish. Let me know your story. I want to get to know you as you get to know me. And Dave feels the same way. Here's what I got. Thursday morning greetings to you, Gary, from down here in Feasterville. This is from Chris. And I want you to know how much that I simply love your early morning radio program. Wow, praise God. Thank you, Chris. Your personalism in testifying to how much your Catholic faith and your devotion to Jesus and his Blessed Mother means so very much to me, Gary. And I now plan on listening to your early morning radio show each and every morning during the week. How's that? Boy, that is awesome. Dave, isn't that good news?
Oh, what a wonderful message. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, and see, this is what we're getting. Chris goes on to say, your program is definitely a breath of fresh air on the early morning radio dial, and I cannot thank you enough for your now daily presence on the radio airwaves, and your frequent musical interludes are also very enjoyable. Gary and Dave, truly a job well done. your
thank
friend
you, Chris.
Yeah, this is what we're doing, Dave.
I was going to say, well, Chris, you know, thank you for those that wonderful shout out and accolade. Now, if you would help us out to spread the word of Spirit in the Morning, tell your friends, your family, and your fellow parishioners, we'd appreciate that. And again, thanks for listening, and we're going to continue what we're doing.
That's
and
right.
Get better. Let us know.
Yeah. Are we going to get better, Dave, do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have maybe a little bit of room, Gary.
But what you said is so key. We want you to spread the word. Help us to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, because that's what we're doing here on the airwaves. Now, your current Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:21. I mentioned that I wanted to briefly touch on this really nice article that my wife Eileen happened to find. Thank you, sweetie. On the internet, 10 surprising things that happen when you go to Eucharistic adoration more often. I'm just going to throw some of these out there, and we will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Let's talk about Eucharistic adoration very simply. As Catholics, we believe that Jesus is fully present in the Eucharist. That's what we believe. That's really Jesus. Man, what a hard concept to wrap your brain around, isn't it? But that's what we believe. Think about it for a minute. He's really there. So when you go to Mass on Sunday, when you go to Eucharistic adoration, and what Eucharistic adoration is basically the host, Jesus himself, is exposed for us to adore in what's known as a monstrance. You've probably seen the monstrance, very ornate. Some of them are different than others. Vessel that holds Jesus. That's Jesus. That's not a piece of bread. That's Jesus. And it's so easy to forget that. Why? Because our eyes tell us, that's not Jesus, that's bread. This is where we see him through the eyes of faith. And as Catholics, we are so blessed to have that real presence of Jesus. So Eucharistic adoration, the Church teaches, is an extension of the Eucharist. We receive our Lord in Holy Communion, we receive him into our body, but that happens at Mass. We can also adore him, worship him, get down on our knees before him at Eucharistic adoration. But I think sometimes we get confused and we get overwhelmed by this idea of spending time with Jesus. What do I say? Let me go through some of these steps, because that's a very common occurrence. I struggled with this for years. And as a matter of fact, I would try to, from time to time, I knew people that would spend what's known as a holy hour, an hour in the presence of the Lord in Eucharistic adoration, and I would try that. And after about 10 minutes, I was going crazy. Have you ever been there, Dave?
Yes.
And you don't know what to say?
Yes, absolutely. I've been there. I've talked to others. St. Francis Cabrini has a men's faith prayer rosary group, and we talk about this from time to time. But when you're new to it, that's what you're going to address.
You know,
if you're new to it and it seems strange and you sit there for 10 minutes, and you're thinking, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to do? Should I be quiet? Whatever. So I know, Gary, you're going to cover that now.
Yeah, but these are good questions. You shouldn't feel bad about having these questions. It's very common. Let's go through some of these things, these 10 things that happen, 10 surprising things that happen when you go to Eucharistic adoration. Number one, you develop a sense of awe and wonder. There's nothing like the atmosphere of a quiet chapel or church, the smell of incense, the splendor of the monstrance, to help you understand the truth of what is happening in adoration. And as the article says, we are truly before Jesus Christ. And that, again, blows our mind, doesn't it? You think about that. The Jesus who we read about in the gospel, we hear his words, he's there. Now, again, bridging that gap between him and your life, you've got problems. Well, you're in the presence of Jesus. How cool is that? It's an incredible privilege that we have. Number two, you experience peace in other areas of your life. Now, as somebody who speaks frequently about overcoming anxiety and someone who struggles with anxiety, I'm an anxious person by nature, the peace that I get when I'm in the presence of Jesus is unbelievable. Now, you can either go to an adoration chapel where the Blessed Sacrament, Jesus, is exposed in the monstrance that we talked about, or if the church is open, maybe you can go a little before Mass, he's also in the tabernacle. So he's present there too, but that peace that you feel when you're in his presence, it's powerful. It really is powerful, and He wants to give us his peace. And that's what we forget sometimes. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. The world's not going to give you peace. The world might give you a little bit of peace temporarily when you have no problems, but I don't know about you, but I have some sort of problem every day in my life. Dave, you ever have a problem?
Oh, absolutely. And then sometimes that temporary peace, well, it's temporary, it's fleeting.
Yep. Yep. And the peace of Jesus is, it's lasting. But again, here's the thing. Don't get overwhelmed. You're going to have moments where you bounce back and forth. I struggle with this too. The peace doesn't always last. Why? Because we fight it. And because we're learning. It's a process. We're learning to get to grow closer to Christ. But give it some time and you'll see amazing things. Number three, you begin to look outwardly. We're spending time with Jesus in Eucharistic adoration. Remember that he is a real person. That's what we forget sometimes. And also, we don't have to do all the work. We're in his presence. He's working too. He's trying to get to know us. I mean, I shouldn't say he's trying to get to know us. He knows us. But he's trying to get us to know him. He's reaching out. So you might start to feel things when you're in adoration. You might start to feel that closeness. Sometimes my wife and Eileen and I will sit, we'll watch TV. We don't necessarily even have to talk to one another. We feel each other's presence. The love is there. We just sit silently in the presence of one another. That's what happens in adoration. I like number four, Dave. You get bored sometimes. I'm so glad this article addresses that. Yeah, you do. There are going to be times that adoration can feel boring and your mind will begin to wander. You'll get distracted. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
That is okay.
Right? Because that happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you can, the article says sometimes you can hear someone else sniffing next to you or somebody turning the pages of their book or somebody making noise with their teeth. Yeah, you're going to get annoyed.
Exactly.
You're going to get distracted.
Yeah.
That's okay. Jesus mm-hmm. loves you. He mm-hmm. wants you to be with him.
Absolutely.
And again, I'll go back to that analogy of my wife and I. Sometimes we get on each other's nerves, but we like being with one another because we love each other. Mm-hmm. You know how happy you're going to make Jesus when you go to visit him? He has a human heart. We shouldn't forget that. And I make this point in my latest book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus. One of the things I said was that, and this is true, if you don't accept the Lord's offer of friendship, he's going to be sad. Why? Because Jesus has a human heart. He can feel sadness. He can have every friend in the world, but if he doesn't have you, there's going to be something missing. Another thing that you can that can happen when you go to adoration, the more you do it, the more excited you get. But give it time. And here's what I would recommend. We'll go through some of these, some more of these steps throughout the show. But one of the things I found, and I'd recommend this, try 5 minutes. Stop on the way to work. If you have an adoration chapel or a church near you, stop, say hi to Jesus, ask him for the help to get through the day. Just start by doing that. Don't overwhelm yourself right from the beginning. So I think it's a good thing to do. Give it a try. Eucharistic adoration. Again, that article is linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Check it out. We'll talk more about it throughout the rest of the show. Currently, it's 729 on Holy Spirit Radio. The temperature is 49 degrees, sunny today with a high near 65. Man, what a beautiful day it's going to be. What a beautiful weekend it's going to be. And guess what? It's going to get even more beautiful when the Eagles defeat the Washington Redskins on Sunday.
You're listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Semak.
He sees you down by the waterline. Knows what you're thinking all the time. He sees the rising of the waves. When the tide starts rolling in, he lets you know it's gonna be okay. He sees you dancing in the moonlight. His arms around you hold you tight. Those clouds should start to break. He'll be standing out in the rain with you. I know it's hard to believe he believes in you. God is watching over you. As always, you are loved. Whatever you go through, he's right beside you. God is watching over you. As always, and
Do I really need to tell you that we're live from Holy Spirit Radio? As you may have noticed, yep, we had a bit of a technical glitch. It's amazing what happens when you hit the wrong key on the computer. Right, Dave?
Right, Gary.
we apologize for that. Hey, but we're live. We're working the kinks out. We have some outdated equipment in the studio. We're working with it. But listen, we're all here together. We're family. We're going to mess up every now and then. This is Gary Zimak in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm here with my partner in crime.
Yes.
Dave Parker?
That was
is
pretty
that okay?
close. Yeah. But well, can I say something?
Yeah, you sure
I apologize because that was kind of a knuckle dragger move. So sorry.
It happens, Dave. Listen, our family, our listening family understands that. But we're in the process of going through, I'm working through an article right now that you can find linked at spiritinthemorning.com. And it's 10 surprising things that happen when you go to Eucharistic adoration. And I would really encourage you, as somebody who struggled with the idea of adoration, of going and spending some time in the presence of Jesus, I'd encourage you to give it a try. Give it 5 minutes to start, and then maybe increase it to 10 minutes. Try a little bit. You've got problems in your life, and you have access to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's a real person, and He is God. You know, what a great opportunity that is. So consider going to adoration. And again, as we said, and as this article points out, it's okay to be bored. It's okay to not know what to say. When you're in the presence of somebody who you love, they don't care. They just like being in your presence. So a couple of other points brought out in this article. Grace enters your life. And the author states, it's amazing how a simple act of committing even a short time of regular adoration makes a big difference in the rest of your life. His grace sustains you at every moment. So I'd throw that challenge out there that if you're struggling with a problem right now, you have something in your life that's really upsetting you, give adoration a try. Spend a little time in the presence of Jesus. Go into a church. Go into an adoration chapel. Just sit there and say, Lord, help me. I've experienced this in my life. Another thing that happens is you realize how fortunate you are. If it's as simple as you getting in the car and driving to adoration or even walking to the chapel, you realize how much you can take for granted. You realize that you're in the presence of Jesus. He cares enough about you to spend time in your presence. This is the beautiful thing about the Lord. And when you begin to have that awareness of what He has done, He has made Himself present, fully present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. That means it's really Him in that what appears to be a white host. That's Him. Now, He knew when He did that, that He would be ignored. He knew that people would treat Him with disrespect. He knew all that. But His love outweighed that. And especially on this day, today is Friday. This is the day on which our Lord died on the cross. Spend a couple minutes today. This is what I recommend. Just spend a couple minutes thinking about that and say, thank you, Jesus. You know why He did that? He did that because He loves you. We often forget that. We take it for granted. Another point that gets brought out in this article is you realize that God has a sense of humor. Yeah, He sure does. Dave and I are realizing that right about now. The more you sit and let Him speak to you instead of speaking all the time, you'll find that God is really with you. He likes a joke or two. He likes, you know, sometimes when things don't work out in your life, he realizes that we mess up and you can joke with him. He's a real person, you know. So keep that in mind. And the final point brought out in this article, and I recommend you take a look at this in your life. You fall in love. I'm trying to do two things here at the same time. You fall in love with the Lord. You spend time with Him, and you will fall in love with Him. But it takes time. You've got to spend time in His presence in order for you to be able to understand that. You spend time with the Lord, and you're going to really start to fall in love with Him. And that's what happens at adoration. So check out the article at spiritinthemorning.com. Your current time is 7:41. We've got the Be Not Afraid Bible verse coming up at 7:50. And I want you to stick around for that if you can, because especially if you're a worrier, I really think that'll help you. The current temperature in the Delaware Valley at the Philadelphia International Airport is 49 degrees, going up to a high of 65 today. Beautiful day. And I want to remind you that we're looking for your feedback about the program. Let us know what you think of the show. Let us know where you're listening from, your parish, your city. Let us know what we can do for you. The best way to reach me is through my email, gary@holyspiritradio.org. Or here's another thing you can do. You can give us a call at the station at 215-345-1570. Let us know what you think about the program, how you like it, what we can do to better serve you. Because that's what we're here to do. We're here to bring the Lord into your life. We're here to uplift you. We're here to present the idea that God wants to be a part of your life. I want to share another letter that I got, and we're going to put a picture of this up on our site, spiritinthemorning.com. This comes from a young lady. Her name is Robin from St. Ignatius Parish. This absolutely blows my mind. What a beautiful thing. Robin sent me a pencil that is beautifully decorated. What a nice piece of artwork. An incredible picture of the divine mercy image of Jesus. And again, I'm going to put this up on spiritinthemorning.com. Jesus, I trust in you. What a beautiful picture from this young lady. Here's what she wrote. Dear Gary Zimek, I love your morning show on Holy Spirit Radio every morning this week. I woke up at 7 a.m. to make sure I heard your awesome show. You do a great job, and you are inspiring tons of children around the world to believe in God and the Holy Spirit, and I enjoy your show. Love, Robin from St. Ignatius. Dave, what do I say to that? Is that incredible?
How beautifully incredible. Wow.
Robin, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the time to send in this artwork and the letter. And we are going to put this up on spiritinthemorning.com so everybody can see the beautiful job that you did. Thank you for listening. And hey, Robin, let your friends know about the program, right? We're here for everybody. We are here for the young, for the old, for everybody in between. We're here with Spirit in the Morning. Current time is 7:44 on Spirit in the Morning. After the break, and after we do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, I'm going to share just a quick story with you. This is something, an uplifting story that I found on the internet. Real positive message of how God works in your day-to-day life. Thanks for being with us today. We're going to be around for the remainder of the show. We hope you'll stick with us as well.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
Kingdom of heaven and all change.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak, and it's so great to have you with us here on the program. The current time is 7:47. I mentioned that I wanted to highlight an article, and I want you to look at this on spiritinthemorning.com. This is the story, so I'll just touch on it right now before we do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Customers post to restaurant after a deaf cashier holds up a long line. Take a look at this on spiritinthemorning.com. Essentially, what happened is this. Colby Sanders and her boyfriend were very hungry, so they stopped off at a fast food restaurant called Whataburger. I don't think we have those in this area, but I really get the gist of this. Long line, the line hardly seems to be moving, and that's when Colby realized the reason for the delay, a deaf cashier. Now, I know myself, I get impatient standing in lines, and it can be, especially if you're in a fast food restaurant, you might be in a hurry, you start to get frustrated. But see, this is that whole idea of bridging the gap between God and our lives. You know, he's there, and he expects us to act in a certain way. So listen to how this story plays out. Seeing how other customers responded prompted her to write a post on Facebook that has since gone viral. Now, I know you're thinking how people would react. People would be getting annoyed. People would be getting frustrated. But what happened is very surprising. She got off her shift of Colby, this young lady, got off her shift of waiting tables. She was starving. It was late, but the restaurant was very busy. Now, she saw the holdup. But what she saw, the holdup because of the delay, the deaf cashier, what she saw warmed her heart. Taylor Pope, a hearing-impaired 20-year-old, was behind the register, and a young couple was placing their order when the deaf cashier flashed a shy smile and he said, "I am deaf. Can you please talk slower?" Now, the young girl ordering, now this is the kind of thing, when you see people acting like this, I can see why it can warm your heart. The young girl ordering, she lit up and she slowly repeated her order. When he still didn't quite catch it, he handed the couple a pen and paper so they could write down their order. The two happily responded and moved on. So now Colby, standing in line, the young waitress, is watching to see how people would react. She works in the food service industry, so she understands what this could do. And she said, "I wondered if somebody was going to get mad and say something." But one by one, each customer took the time to write down their order and smile kindly at Taylor. Not one single person was rude or was impatient with the deaf cashier. You have to check out this. And again, we have it linked at spiritinthemorning.com. There's some pictures of Colby with Taylor, the deaf cashier. And I put this challenge out there to you today. And this is for me, Dave. This touched me as well. We're going to be in a situation today where we can get impatient with somebody.
Absolutely.
How are we going to do? You know?
I hope, as well as all those people at that location, the Holy Spirit was definitely working.
Right. And it's good to see that we need stories like this to remind us that God's there. He's with us wherever we go. Sometimes just smiling or saying, "Have a nice day," or "God bless you," or being friendly to someone, even a stranger, is enough to share Jesus with them. It's amazing. You don't have to go to extreme lengths. Just being nice. It's so easily forgotten. All right, it's time now for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Today I'm going to go to the book of Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 3. Jeremiah 33:3, and we will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Here's what Jeremiah has to say. "Call to me, and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things which you have not known." And that's, of course, the Lord speaking. "Call to me, and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things which you have not known." Jeremiah 33:3. This reminds us of a really important fact. If you're having confusion in your life, if you're struggling, if anything is going wrong, if you're hopeless, turn to the Lord. I mean, it sounds so simple, but how many times do we forget it? We panic first, we run around like chickens with our heads cut off, and then eventually, maybe, we'll get to the point where we say, "Lord, help me." But Jeremiah is reminding us, again, he's a prophet, and what the prophets would do is speak on behalf of the Lord. Now, let me tie this into this whole idea of Eucharistic adoration. In the time of the prophets, The prophets would be go-betweens between God and the people. This was prior to the arrival of Jesus. So there was a certain gap between the people and God. God was much more mysterious. But here's the thing about our loving God. He didn't want to leave the people stranded, so he sent his son Jesus. And we have Jesus. We have him in our midst. That's really him. We can go visit him at any time. Now, of course, he's with us spiritually, wherever we are. Wherever you are right now, Jesus is with you. But right now, you and I, we're talking. You hear me communicating. You might send me an email. You might call on the phone. We are communicating with one another, but we're not in each other's presence. When we're with somebody, especially somebody that we love, when we're in their presence, that's really extra special. I travel a lot. And when I'm speaking across the country, and I talk to my wife Eileen and my daughters Mary and Elizabeth, we talk by phone, by email, we send messages, texts to one another, whatever. But there's nothing like walking in the door and meeting face to face and embracing my beautiful wife when I get home from a trip. That's what we're talking about with adoration, with being in the presence of Jesus. So Jeremiah is reminding us in this Bible verse, Jeremiah 33:3. If you need something, if you're confused, if you're desperate, turn to the Lord. He'll answer you. He'll reveal what the next step is. Sometimes it's not a clear revelation. Sometimes he wants you to trust him. But the very fact that you can turn to him, and especially that you can go to Jesus in adoration, the real Jesus, the Jesus that we read about in the Gospels, that you can go to him and you can be in his presence, give that a try, and you will be amazed at the peace you'll feel, even if it's for a couple of minutes. That peace might be fleeting. That's okay. I say this a lot, but it's true. It is a process. It's a process, and it takes time. You get to know Jesus over time. You're going to feel very peaceful. So that's our Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. And again, we have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Now, the show's drawing to a close, but I do want to make a couple points before we sign off for the week. And yes, we will be back next week, so I hope you'll be a part of our listening audience next week as well. And you can expect a best of program. We're going to run that on Saturdays at Saturdays at noon. Saturdays at noon, we're going to do a best of. We'll pick, Dave, do you think we could pick a best of program from this week? It'll be tough. We have so many, right?
But most definitely, yes. But
we're going to, in all seriousness, we're going to have a best of program running on Saturday as well. So you can listen to the best of Spirit in the Morning. But a couple points I want to make before we bring it to a close. The music today, the music we play every day, it might be slightly out of your comfort zone. And I know it's out of somebody's comfort zone because I'm playing a lot of varieties of music. Here's what I want you to remember. There's a message to each one of those songs. Quite often, it's a really simple message. Sparrows. God loves the sparrows. We played that as our first song. He loves you. He's going to take care of you. Phil Joel, the second song. God is watching over you. Think about that. God is watching over you. Seek First by Susan Ashton, which was the last song that we did. And we have the songs all listed on spiritinthemorning.com. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. Think about the fact that you were created to get to heaven. Really, a very simple message, and as Scripture says, all else will be provided. That providence, that divine providence, God's watching over you. He will take care of you. These songs have a very simple message, and even if the particular beat, the format, whatever about the song doesn't appeal to you, is there somebody in your life, a young person, an older person, a friend, a brother, a sister, your spouse, that might be touched by that song? Maybe you can share it with them. Music has an incredible way of stirring up emotions in us. And if you can play an inspiring song for someone, it just sends in a very, very powerful message. Not everybody reads the Bible. Not everybody even goes to church anymore. But if they can hear this music, they'll be reminded just how much God loves them and wants to be a part of their life. That's what we're trying to do here on the program. And keep that in mind. I get a lot of questions from people who say, how can I share Jesus with somebody else? I don't know how to do it. Music is a great way to start. That's why we're unique at what we do here at Spirit in the Morning. We're unique. There aren't other Catholic programs doing this. We don't want to give you what everybody else gives you. We want to give you something unique, and I think that's what we deliver here. That's why we do the music. The other point I want to make before I do my closing prayer is I speak a lot around the country. I'm blessed to be a full-time Catholic speaker, and I go around the country. I will be on Sunday night in Steubenville, Ohio, speaking at Franciscan University, giving a talk about overcoming anxiety, and I'll be traveling back on Monday. So I'll be here remotely. Dave will be here in the studio. I will be here in Steubenville. We're going to say a prayer to the Holy Spirit that this all works properly, right, Dave?
Absolutely, Gary.
All right, so we're going to try to pull this off on Monday, but I will be here with you from Franciscan University of Steubenville on Monday. So tune in and see how all that works. And we're just blessed to have you listening to the show. Please remember to send along your comments to Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. You can send that anytime over the weekend. Let me know. You can also call the station. Leave a message. Talk to somebody, 215-345-1570. Let us know. Let us know where you are, what your parish is, what you think of the show, and how we can better serve you. That's what it's all about. Let's do our closing prayer now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, fill our hearts with your love. As morning fills the sky, by living your law, may we have your peace in this life and endless joy in the life to come. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we made it through the first week on the air here at Holy Spirit Radio, and I can't tell you what a thrill it is to be with you. Remember, whatever you do today, God's with you, and He wants to be a part of your life. Turn to Him. You will feel peace. Just know that you're never alone. You're always with the Lord. But He wants you to turn to Him and ask for His help. Have a wonderful weekend. We look forward to being with you on Monday. God bless you.